Matt Mayer joins me now. He's CEO at the Liberty Foundation of America. And Matt, I saw a special report, it looks like, of the EU and maybe NATO maybe coming to an end?
Well, it sure seems there is a trend in that direction following this weekend's European Union parliamentary elections.
What would that mean to us? So people in their car driving to work in Columbus, Ohio, USA, what might the fall of the EU and NATO mean to us?
Well, in the short term, what you're going to see is a pushback on any type of trade agreement between the EU and the U.S., which, of course, is going to hurt our exports and do some things there. So that's going to create some potential drag on the economy. But in the longer term, you know, there is an enormous cost if the EU is forget about if it's completely undone, but there's clearly going to be a pushback now away from the EU that could have some national implications for the U.S. in terms of our economy. If there is increased unemployment and slowdown in Europe, it's our top trading partner bloc in the world. So if there's less going on there, that means there's going to be less going on here. So it could really hurt our economy, especially after a very weak first quarter.
Okay, so is this a concerted effort by some group to bring it to a close, or is it just attrition? They're just losing their power.
I think what you're seeing is a pushback against this kind of federal idea of Europe, and you have some the rise of nationalism, especially in places like the United Kingdom, France, and other parts that have traditionally always had kind of a nationalist slash fascist viewpoint. And what we've seen here now is a growing block of French and UK pushback to the idea of the European Union against the German increase in that, and that's going to create further tension on the continent.
It seems, I suppose it's that thing when you hear it at first, you get a little tensed up because it's that whole thing, you know, you move my cheese and then I want to go find the cheese again. But if you play it out, if that were to happen and we have to start dealing with, you know, France and Germany and the UK and all that separately, there's ways to maximize and capitalize on that, aren't there?
There is, but the greater concern is going to be instability in Europe. I mean, if you think about it, the whole point of the EU from the European Community all the way forward now to the European Union was to reduce the odds of war in Europe, since we had two big ones over the last 100 years. And so what you need to be concerned with is if there's a rise in nationalism, and there clearly is that is happening in lots of countries in Europe, you have a greater risk of that tension exploding again, and whether it's a full-fledged war or just increased amounts of economic fighting between the countries, then you're going to have the kind of Eastern European versus Western European issues that happen, the North versus the South. The North is much richer than the South. So the big issues playing there are immigration, the movement of people, and sovereignty. People look there and say, we don't want a federated Europe. They look at what has happened here in the U.S. and how the growing, you know, power in Washington is crushing the states. They don't want to go in that direction. They would rather kind of keep their countries and controlled by their people, not controlled by Brussels or Strasbourg.
Yeah, Matt Mayer, he's CEO at the Liberty Foundation of America. So if it were to play out like that, and knowing what we know about in this country, where there seems to be kind of a drawback militarily, that might put undue pressure and stress on our military, couldn't it?
Well, it already has. I mean, what you've seen over the last 30 years is that the defense budgets in the European countries have plummeted over the quote-unquote peace dividend, but that dividend has long been spent. Their spending on defense is so weak that we have had to essentially, you know, spend our resources to defend Europe and to force project where they can't. And so what that means is as they have a further aging society, slow economic growth, and their social welfare net is very, very expensive. That creates pressure where their ability to defend themselves becomes more difficult, which then creates issues because as we are hitting those same fiscal problems, as we've expanded Medicaid, as our Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid swallow more and more of the federal budget and as well as the debt, our ability to essentially defend be the world's police is becoming more difficult. So you can see where that creates openings for despots, terrorists, and other groups to kind of come in there and you know, create havocs all around the world.
Yeah, well, we definitely do not need more of that kind of activity. Matt, stay on top of it, and we'll touch base from time to time. It's Matt Mayer. He is CEO at the Liberty Foundation of America.